And I think we thought that if things would just kind of happen, you know, that we'd get the medal and it would all be part of the thing. And we got to a point where we actually forgot about what we really need to do and go out and play hockey. The focus, we've been so thorough about our preparation, and then we actually forgot at the key moment, which was a game, which was actually the Spanish game, I mean, that, which was the one that we, I don't know if you were watching at the time, but we drew, they drew with us in the last 10 seconds, so that kind of threw things. And we analysed the game for till 4 o'clock the next morning. We were all up, we're going, well, the referee, not all of it, not the whole team, I have to say, it was a core few. So the umpire that. Instead of what we'd always done was, okay, you know, you finish a game, you analyse it, you dump the result, and then you get on with the next one. And we'd done that so well for a amount of time, and then we didn't do it for that one, and then even the next day, I mean, I remember classic Jon coming into a meeting, Jon Goran, our coach, and saying, oh, you know, I'm talking to the officials and the umpire is saying this and like that. So we're still focusing on this stupid game, and we should have, and also, we didn't use any psychologists at that point, and I think, I'm not saying that would have solved our problems, but I think it was a good way of an outside person coming in and assisting us to, you know, to recheck things as well. So we actually then went out the next day and completely blew it. We were still, I think, still focusing on the result and all the public drama and things that happened at home, and everyone's on the phone to people. It was, yeah, so